It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. On a beautiful sunny September day, a friend and I went climbing on a granite crag in the Bitterroot Mountains. The air was crisp with fall. The forest floor was accented by a yellow tinge of Oregon grape leaves, signs of the seasonal transition. Something of summer lingered, though, dust with a hint of mud, with an aftertaste of butterscotch from the large ponderosa pines that dotted the canyon. We decided to climb a favorite route that leads up to the top of a 200-foot buttress. As I climbed, my hands moved from hold to hold. Grasping each felt as familiar as shaking hands with old friends. As I negotiated the moves to gain a ledge where I could secure myself to bring up my partner, I was struck by a colorful patch of lichen on the rock face next to me. Despite climbing this route dozens of times, I'd never noticed this microcosm of life smeared across the rock. As I belayed my partner up to the ledge, I examined the colorful world on the rock in front of me. The closer I looked, the more I saw. The small cracks in the mat of lichen surged like huge crevasses in a microworld, curving and breaking with the topography of the rough granite. The small polygons of green were flecked by a multitude of browns and grays. I noticed that there appeared to be several types of lichen covering the same spot of rock. Some appeared as a dust of color. Others looked like a mishmash of small green bowls. The main patch in front of me was a sharp green acid color, abutting a patch of orange. A lichen is a fungus that has a symbiotic relationship with a type of algae, or in some cases, a photosynthetic bacteria. The algal partner photosynthesizes, providing the fungal partner with carbohydrates, protein, and other nutrients to live. In turn, the fungal partner provides protection for the algae, or cyanobacteria, sheltering them from the harsh mountain elements. As lichenologist Trevor Goward says, lichens are fungi that have discovered agriculture. Lichens live at the edges of environments, in places too hot, too cold, too barren, or in this case, too steep for other life forms. The life of lichens is played out in slow motion, far from human eyes. Some lichens only live on the high branches of giant old-growth trees. They grow very slowly, sometimes only a millimeter a year. Certain types of lichens are even used to date geological events, such as the retreat of glaciers. In order to reproduce, lichens work in various ways, such as cracking and breaking, where each part of the broken lichen can grow into new lichens. Another means is by fungal spores being picked up and deposited by wind, someplace where they can germinate and hopefully find photosynthetic partners to cultivate. Climbing is more than about individual accomplishment. It's about a team of people working together to achieve a common goal. This goal is usually about making it to the top of a cliff or a mountain. For lichens, the goal is to exist on an exposed rock face hundreds of feet in the air. For that, they too must work as a team. Today's Field Note was written by Ted Morrison. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about our upcoming events and programs, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.